Missionary or doggy?
Missionary or doggy? Well, you'll be thrilled to learn, sir, those are not the only two. The best part about being a comedian, I mean, work is more fun than fun. It's a glorious way to live your life. It's just fucking, I just think of jokes all day, and then I tell you people, it's fun. I tell you what is, there's a lovely quote, I think it's George Bernard Shaw said it. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. And if you think about, it's lovely. But if you think about what we're doing this evening, a fool might think I was the only one playing this evening. I'm playing this theatre. All of you are playing as well. Laughter and being in an audience is performative. So we're playing together. It's a conversation. It's fun. It's just as... What, sorry?
You get paid.
Oh, baby, yes. It's the best kind of play. Ask your mum. Cats or dogs? You're a dog, madam. You keep setting them up, I'll keep knocking them over. I've got 3 dogs and 2 cats, so I guess dogs, but only by a small margin. And when I say I've got cats, I'm not a fucking weirdo. Obviously, they're her cats, but I like them. What's something dumb that rich people understand? I don't really understand that. I think the only insight that people with money have, that people without money have, is that money won't... Here's the thing. Problems are not a bug. They're a feature. You won't have no problems when you have money. You'll just have different problems. And problems are thought of in the wrong way. People think of problems as problems. A problem just means something needs your attention. That's a good thing. All we have is time and attention. Give your attention. You'll be fine. Hang on. We need a dick joke. Go on. This guy will help.
What's your money guarantee?
What's your money guarantee? I don't know. I don't know where you're from, but I like you. Can I just double check before I get your name? Can I just check? There's no ICE agents in, are there? No one's. Can I just check? Because I don't want to fuck it up for this. What's your name, sir?
Sam.
Sam. Where are you from, Sam?
Lebanon.
Lebanon. Oh. Just keep a super low profile, dude. There's a guy that lives around the corner. And what do you do, sir? Sleeper cell. What do you do? What do you do as a cover? What's your cover story?
I run a music venue.
Sure. Good excuse to travel. There's big boxes. There's roadies. I mean, this guy's not fucking dumb. Yes, my name is Sam. He was born in the Lebanon, and his parents went, yeah, we're going to call him Sam. It's a traditional name. I mean, I don't work for ICE, but even I'm thinking, come on, man. What's the story of my Instagram puppet? I saw a film 20 years ago called Amelie, and she sent postcards from around the world back to a friend. And I just thought that was a nicer idea, and it's an excuse to go out and see some fucking sights. I mean, it's very easy in Washington because there's quite a lot of sights. Obviously, when you get to some other places, you're like, okay. Wandering around Detroit going, They got nothing. They built cars to get away. That's what happened.
Would you get your dick pierced?
Would I get my dick pierced? There's a guy with a pierced dick. that for some reason wants us all to know he's had his dick pierced. I'll ask. The fuck's the matter with you? Why have you... Because the original was the Prince Albert, wasn't it? Because Prince Albert had such a long penis. You know Queen Victoria's husband? So he had a big old dick. So for horse riding, he had it pierced to Prince Albert through the urethra so he could strap it to his leg with a little chain. Just so it wouldn't get in the way. Some of you look at me like you don't understand. Some of the ladies are looking at me like, I'm listening. Yeah, that's right, I call my dick Richard. It's the longer form of dick. Have you had yours pierced?
No, I have not.
No. Okay. Madam, are you with this man? You are with him. Okay. Sir, I'll be honest with you. I think if you get anything pierced, it counts as having a dick pierced. Just get your ear done. You'll be fine. What do you do, my friend?
I work federal government.
I work for the federal government?
Yes.
All right. Well, he's right there. Go on. I work for the federal government. I worked for the federal government. It's over, baby. Elon's fucked you. Hi, Jimmy. My husband and I are huge fans. Could you give him a shout out? He just finished getting his doctorate. Ooh, and we're celebrating our anniversary. Those that laugh together last forever. Oh, that's a very nice phrasing. Those that laugh together last forever. I like this. So who's got their doctorate? Where are you? What's the doctorate in, my friend?
Music education.
Oh. Well, I'll say to you what I say to all professors of musicology. I'll have a cappuccino, please. Excellent, though. Well done, you. Where'd you get the doctorate from?
Liberty.
Dude, we want to be excited, but you're not helping. I know, I guess happy anniversary. Well done, you. Good on you. All right, what else we got?
I had a baby. My dad is trying to decide his grandparent name. Please help. Baby's almost 2 years old.
Okay, so who's had the baby?
Yeah.
Hi. So you've had a baby, and the grandfather can't decide whether he wants to be Papa or Grandpapa or Grey Poupon. What about, and it's, man, it might be a bit sentimental, but what about if the kid calls his grandparent the inheritance? I think, what, sorry?
Love it.
Done. Okay, great. That was easier than I thought. I think maybe change the name every time you see him. And then just go, no, it's always been that. And then occasionally just go, you're amazing in Die Hard. Actually, that's not bad. Has anyone got a relative suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's? Who's you got one? Yeah, it's a heartbreaking thing, isn't it? It's very, very difficult to deal with. But we have dark senses of humour, so we get to live a little bit more. So next time you see them, just tell them they're Bruce Willis. Where's the harm? Where's the harm? What, sorry? Her mum? Yeah, well, that's going to be a tough one to explain. Mum, you're in Die Hard. Fuck it, she didn't know.
Jimmy, I'm here tonight with a friend, co-worker, watching you instead of figuring out how to close
a $1 million bid due tomorrow at the end of our fiscal year. Can you provide the best excuse possible to my boss tomorrow? No joke. Okay. What, where are you? I've got you. Where are you?
Here.
What's your name, sir?
Tony.
Okay, Tony. Tony. What business is it? What's your name?
Commercial construction.
Okay. You could look. You're going to lose your job. Let's not. No, let's not. Maybe you could pivot. Have you considered maybe going back to school? Because I hear it's not impossible to go to Liberty and get a. It's their what anniversary?
26th.
26th anniversary. This is your 26th wife. You're an American hero, sir. Well, what do you do for a living? That's an extraordinary bid. What do you do for a living?
Santa. I play Santa.
You play Santa?
Yes.
Is that genuinely true? Because it...
Generally true.
It's genuinely true. I imagine you're not getting a lot of work in July, are you? I mean... I don't want to be a dick about it, but it feels quite seasonal.
Christmas in July.
What, sorry?
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July, is that a thing?
Yes!
It's a fucking stupid thing. Christmas in July. Jesus, how can we spoil our children more? Well, I've had an idea. It's a magnificent beard, sir. Well done, you. What, sorry? I don't know. They do summer Halloween.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, bit of good news. I imagine it's my second birthday. What the fuck are you people doing? What, sorry?
Half birthday.
Half birthday.
Half birthday.
The fuck are you people talking about? Lunacy. I don't even know why you're here. You should be making toys.
I'm an aspiring filmmaker, but I have no real friends, and I just go to concerts and meet celebrities.
You're an aspiring filmmaker, but you have no real friends.
I just go to concerts and meet celebrities. Am I a future director or walking obituary?
No, you're all right. You'll be okay. How old are you?
29.
29. You haven't found your group yet, mate. That's all that's happened. People need to find their tribes. You can't beat your environment. You haven't found your people. So you just need to find your people, man. You can be all right. A lot of people have that. Don't worry. Don't worry, you'll get there. It's not a race as well. People sort of think they need to get it all done in their 20s because social media makes you, you know. Comparison is the thief of joy. Compared to what? You've got your health and you aspire to what? Be a filmmaker? Well, that's aiming very high, right? Fucking tremendous. Good luck. Good, enjoy the journey. I would say my thing on friendship would be the same on romantic love. I'm gonna go ahead and guess you're single. Yeah. Stop asking what you want and start asking what you have to offer. We're all in service of our friends, of our partners, everyone. So just, you'll be all right. Good. Thanks for coming out, man. All right. Is anyone here a first responder? Does anyone work as a first responder?
Second.
A second responder. The fuck is a second responder? You turn up the next day and go, what happened here? I'm too late. Egypt. Okay. I find it kind of a fascinating place, fascinating culture. Like the fact that we live closer to the time of Cleopatra than Cleopatra lived to the creation of the pyramids. It's an incredible culture. And it, obviously, what Egypt did was it informed Greece, because Egypt built this incredible culture of the pharaohs and the pyramids, this amazing culture, and then it just let it roll for like 4,000 years. And the Greeks went, oh, fuck that. We need to change things up and innovate all the time. And that's kind of where Western culture comes from. Yeah, so thank you very much. It's quite boring, but you know.
Will Smith.
Will Smith, the greatest actor of his generation, isn't he? He is, Will Smith, yeah. What, for 30 years he convinced everyone he was a nice guy? And then my friend, Chris Rock, went to the Oscars and he got starstruck. Have we talked? We haven't really talked about Trump. I was going to say a few things about Trump. All I was going to say is Donald Trump, desperately, what he wants is the Nobel Peace Prize. And my worry is, if we don't give it to him, he's going to bomb Norway. There's people in Oslo going, we should give him the award.
What are your favorite chapters from Before and Laughter, and will you sign my copy?
I'll sign your copy now. Go on, go ahead, man. I'll sign a book. It's nice. Go on, what was your question while I'm doing this? What were you going to ask, madam? The what, sorry?
The heat wave.
The heat wave? What? How have I been in the heat wave? I've been fine. I've been indoors. The melting temperature of an Irishman is like, yeah, I can't cope with that. Jeez, you've got a lot of tattoos. Hey, man, you... brought both. All right, this guy brought a book to sign. Oh, I might as well. We're all here. Hey, man. Oh, thank you, man. What's your name?
Tamer.
Oh, but hi, Tamer. No problem at all. Oh, well, yeah. No, sure. Go ahead. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Tamer. I really appreciate it, man. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, I've read this like 3 times.
Oh, really?
Everybody buy his book. It's great.
You know what? You know what else I'd recommend? If you like that, Green Lights by McConaughey is very good.
Thank you so much.
Same kind of thing. Hey, very nice to meet you, man. Thank you. I'm going to talk about now.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.